Kuala Lumpur. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak was found guilty of abuse of power on Friday in the largest trial yet linked to the multi-billion dollar 1MDB scandal. The verdict, with full sentencing still pending, could carry major political implications for the country. Najib, 72, who has been in prison since August 2022, faces multiple charges, including 4 counts of corruption and 21 counts of money laundering related to the alleged receipt of more than 2.3 billion ringgit, $569.45 million, from One Malaysia Development Berhad, 1MDB, a state investment fund he co-founded in 2009. Malaysia and U.S. investigators say at least $4.5 billion was stolen from 1MDB. With over $1 billion allegedly traced to accounts linked to Najib, who has consistently denied wrongdoing. Judge Colin Lawrence Sakira said the evidence showed Najib abused his powerful position, dismissing claims that the charges were politically motivated. The court highlighted Najib's close connection with fugitive financier Joe Low, who allegedly acted as his intermediary in 1MDB transactions. Letters Najib submitted claiming Saudi royal donations were found to be unsubstantiated and likely forgeries, with the judge ruling that the funds were derived from 1MDB. Najib could face maximum jail terms ranging from 15 to 20 years per charge, along with fines of up to 5 times the value of the misappropriated funds. Last year, Najib apologized for mishandling the scandal while in office but maintained he was misled by 1MDB officials and Joe Low. The verdict comes shortly after a court denied Najib's bid to serve his sentence under house arrest, reigniting tensions within Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's administration. Najib's party, the United Malays National Organization, UMNO, which campaigned against Anwar in the 2022 election, later joined his coalition to form a government. Some UMNO leaders expressed disappointment over the house arrest denial, while others criticized posts by coalition members celebrating the earlier court decision. Prime Minister Anwar urged calm, calling on all parties to accept the court ruling with patience and wisdom.